Okay, let's go.
Thank you, Jesus. Can I have this?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right. 3, 4.
Been out west. And it's good to be back home. We had a great time, but it is good to have a place called home and people that you love. It's good to worship the Lord. Looking forward to it. I've already been forewarned. Do not make up 3 weeks of preaching in one day. And I will not do that. But it is so good to be here. And I told Colleen, getting back in the routine would feel somewhat complete when we got to church today. And I think that we're about there. So with no further introduction, let's go before the Lord in prayer as we call the church to worship. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy and your grace, your kindness, your favor, all the ways that you demonstrate to us how wonderful and powerful and all-loving that you are. We celebrate today the day of the Lord, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We do as your word instructs us to assemble together to encourage and strengthen one another and corporately praise the name of Jesus. And it's in his wonderful name that we pray. Amen.
Laying them down, the joy of the Lord.
Blessed be your name, when I'm bound in a desert place, blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be your name, the sun shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name, yes Lord.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, but blessed be your name. Give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name, blessed be your name.
Amen. You may be seated. Well, I promise not to yell anymore. I saw some folks kind of frightened by that. You know, I got a letter as soon as we got home with a good little devotional in it and a note attached to it said, "Did you miss me?" And I said to the author of that letter, "Yes, I missed you, and I missed everybody here." So it's good again to be back with you all. I want to begin by reading the note that you have in your bulletin, the thank you from God's Treehouse and the Runyons. And it reads, as you can read along, "We just wanted to take a second to thank you and the church family of HCC. God's Treehouse is 10 years old this Sunday. The church has been so gracious to house us for these last 7 years, and we want to give credit where it's due. You've been a beacon on a hill and salt to our ministry. Thank you for your love and support. I will never forget that meeting in the school hallway with the strong elders there to see if we were a match spiritually and if it was fit for both of our ministries. Dr. Moore was so precious that day, showing me compassion. His love for little children's hearts was his main goal for supporting us coming in. Thank you for that zeal and drive for Christian education, for putting Christ first and humbly praying for what is best for your church family. We hope in some small way you have been blessed by us as well. So from our parents, staff, and myself, we are grateful for a place for our children to learn about Christ alongside of their academics. Lord, we pray for HCC and the families, a prayer of blessings more abundant, great health, unbelievable ministry opportunities, miracles, and wisdom to come. Thank you again, humbly, God's Treehouse and the Runyons." Let me tell you what I remember also about that meeting in that hallway that day. And it speaks of the integrity of the Runyons and God's Treehouse. We were meeting as elders and deacons to contemplate their coming. And for years, we had housed Central Kentucky Christian School free. And so our elders and deacons said, "You know, we can't probably do this since it's not only a ministry but a for-profit organization, so we've got to ask them for something." So we talked and decided that we would ask them for $500 a month for using our facilities. we met with Steve and Melissa in the hall, and after talking, we came to money, and we said, well, we have decided that we would need $500 a month. And they said, we can't do that. We've been paying that much and more for less, so we want to give you $1,000. Well, you can imagine when you're negotiating, that doesn't happen very often, where folks of lesser integrity would have said, oh boy, have we got a deal for ourselves. And so I will never forget that. I'll bet this system hasn't failed in the 3 weeks I've been gone. I'd be willing to bet.
It hasn't been used in the 3 weeks you've been gone.
Oh, we didn't use it. This one probably won't work either, Rock. Test. Okay. So, in addition to just housing a Christian organization, finances are a blessing. And the boost to our church in those 7 years has been $84,000 into our budget. So you can think about financial blessings as well. So I wanted to share that. And also that next Sunday will be the installation service for Vance Smith, who has been overwhelmingly and wholeheartedly approved by our church body to serve as an elder. So that will be taking place next Sunday. And I also wanted to announce, and it's not in the bulletin, but if you remember a few weeks ago, Chloe Maddox made her profession of faith here, and this afternoon she's going to be baptized at 2:30 over at her grandparents' pool. So we're going to celebrate that decision that was made a few weeks ago, so we're excited about that. Exciting days in that family. They have, Tim and Sonia have another grandchild born. Johnny Lee, cute little girl. We saw her picture. She has plenty of hair. Kind of made me jealous. She shouldn't have that much of a head start. I mean, I'm a lot older than she is, but she's got it. So congratulations. We had a great trip. Hopefully next Sunday, Colleen is putting together a kind of a slide presentation of a lot of the pictures and things, and it's going to be our way of saying thank you to the church for the trip that you gave us 3 or 4 years ago, and we finally made it. I feel like a world traveler. We flew round trip to Denver, 2,200 miles, rented a car, and then drove another 4,200 through 7 states. So we did see a lot of country in those 21 days, and we'll bring you, and a lot of each other. Colleen, why don't you say a few words about this? That's it? It was an amazing experience, and we found out that we really, in many cases, preferred just the two of us being together. We've learned to enjoy it, and we did. We had a really, really, really great time. Halfway through Montana, I picked up a cold that I'm just now barely beginning to get rid of, but we will say more about that at another time. Real exciting things happening here. I was so thrilled to hear about a lot of things that the church body just took hold of, and that's what I've been wanting, more from you and less from me. So, Kent, I know George wants to make an announcement about a real exciting new thing that's happening here on Wednesday, so, and then anybody else, Kent will find you.
We've been having a Wednesday, the last couple of Wednesday nights, we've had Bible study here, and we're walking into some new ground with the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and allowing God to begin to orchestrate His move of the Spirit here in our body. So we're going to continue that starting this Wednesday night. And then on a Sunday evening, we're going to begin with a prayer meeting around 6 o'clock. Not this Sunday, next Sunday. We'll begin with a Father's Day, the following Sunday. We won't do Father's Day. We're not going to. We'll honor our Father next Sunday. Amen. But then the following Sunday, we're going to begin to move into some of the operations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and allowing those who are interested and to begin to practice and to allow God to be big in this place. The Azusa Street Revival, I don't know if any of you have ever read anything about the Azusa Street Revival, powerful move of God, began with one man's heart's desire to see God big in his arena. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping for a revival for Kentucky. Not just Harrisburg, but for Kentucky. And we're praying that God would begin to move right here, right now, at this time.
This is a fifth Sunday month, the end of June. Well, we will have a fifth Sunday. We are not sure what we will do that will be forthcoming. I just wanted to let you know that there will be something on the fifth Sunday.
We're rapidly coming up on the 24th of this month, which is Vacation Bible School. And we're doing some things a little differently than before with Pioneer. And so we're still a plan in action, or, you know, we're just planning it. But we may be calling a little more on you individually to do some things. And if you're just eager to work with the children, please keep coming and telling me those things. I would really like it. It seems like there was something. Wednesday nights, we're back ukulelean. I can only say that really well when I go, ukulele. There we go. So if you're still interested, no matter the age, come see if you'd like to join us. 6 o'clock Wednesday night.
I would like to thank everybody that helped yesterday, all the girls and everything. I appreciate it, and I know Brenda does. Thank you very much.
I can only compare that to a bunch of bumblebees. I've never seen women moving so fast and getting the job done in all my life. It was quite touching and overwhelming, and they showed so much love and generosity toward George and me. They kept George hopping, from what I hear, though, moving ladders and heavy stuff. But again, I say to thank you all so much. You don't know what it means. And for those of you that don't know what happened yesterday, 50 cars, I guess, came into our driveway. Ladies started piling out with buckets and mops and brooms and vacuums. They went into our house and cleaned it for us to get ready to move into, which will be shortly, hopefully.
As I said, one of the thrilling things when we got back home late Thursday night and then kind of adjusted and began to find out what was going on, it was so exciting for me to know that the body was functioning so well. And that's what I've been wanting for a good long while, to see where I don't have to hear about everything that happens, because I trust this church body and I trust this eldership. Because the people here who've blessed my life for 30-some years are people of integrity and people who love. And so hearing about this new Bible study and the interest and the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit and just allowing the Spirit to lead, that's so wonderful. And then just that gift of service, which is a work of the Spirit, Bible says, he who serves, let him do it wholeheartedly. That's a work of God. And all these ladies that showed up, I was only, after I heard about all that, I only had one fear. And that was to have my daughter, Michelle, in the same house with George, who collects everything, and my daughter, who throws away everything. And George, those two old tin coffee cans, I'd put them somewhere safe because she may still yet throw them away. She could not believe. I went to get a haircut yesterday, and she said, Dad, George had these two old coffee cans, and she said, they're not even antiques yet, but he just wanted to hold on to them. And so I bless Michelle for surrendering, because when she came to help me with my tack room one time, I had some stuff, and she said, you don't need it, Dad. You don't need it. And by the way, my tack room's about ready for another cleaning because I can hardly get in that thing. But it's this kind of church life that blesses a heart. And it's when I read a devotional by Max Lucado just the other day, and he said, you know, I don't think I've heard a sermon on kindness. And he went on to talk about what a great, great gift. And you know, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit, kindness. And I'm learning that you will never go wrong by being kind to someone. You will never go wrong by being kind to someone. So I'm thankful. Just praise the Lord and bless him for what he's doing in his time, in his way with his people. I think there is a birthday maybe, and if I missed it, we put together 3 weeks of bulletins before we left, so hopefully we got it. Well, thank you. Today, God's Treehouse Academy celebrating their 10th year in operation, of which we've been a part for 7 years. By the way, they gave us all these donuts and juice that's downstairs. Some of you found that. Jacob had 5 donuts and I don't know how much else. I don't know who else had them, but that was kind of them. And Tuesday the 11th, Brian Morrison is celebrating a birthday. And Friday the 14th, happy birthday, Steve. Steve Billock, new Steve and Bonnie, I think a lot of you have met them, but Steve's sitting right here. If you haven't met Steve, that is he, sitting right there beside of Dustin and Sky. So is that it? All right. Well, before we dismiss the children, we will go before the Lord in prayer. And if you will allow me, I will lead that prayer as you join with me today. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that we've heard about, testified even in this assembly today, for the birth of a new baby girl, for birthdays that are being celebrated, for the relationship between our church and God's Treehouse, for the faithfulness of your people in this place called Harrodsburg Community Church, for the love that you've sown into hearts, and for the love that we pray continues to grow in an ever-increasing manner, for a freshened awakeness and awareness of your Spirit, and allowing our lives to be under the control and leadership. Stir new gifts, Father. May those who have been reluctant or hesitant realize that the gifts that come from you empower them to be more than we ever are in ourselves. Help us to renew afresh that it is not by might nor by power, and we might add not by wit nor human talent or intellect or cleverness, but it is by your Spirit that anything that lasts will be accomplished. Help us, Father, to keep an eye on the eternal and not get lost and caught up and frustrated and overwhelmed by the cares of this world. We pray healing for those who are sick. We pray comfort for those who are grieving. We pray direction for those who are confused. We pray peace. peace for those who feel ill at ease. We pray confidence in you, Lord, for those who are lacking that confidence. Bless your people this day as we seek to bless you by humbly offering ourselves to you, giving you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll dismiss the children at this time, and the worship team will come. And it's so good. There's been so much coming and going. I looked up to see the whole complement of worship team. When all these guys and gals are together, it sure helps us to enter into praise. So thank them so much. And they're going to lead us in another time of worship.
Let's start all over. I'm getting feedback from the monitor. It's just turning my monitor off here. It's my mic.
That's all right.
Yeah, I guess that's what you had.
G.
G?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of praise that
rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder. Cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Now just the ladies on this verse.
Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Give us strength to live for you and glorify your name.
Everybody.
Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, cause nothing has the power to save. What a wonderful name it is. The nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
What a wonderful name it is,
the name of Jesus.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.